We know now that in the early years of the 21st century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth of their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over the small spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance of design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet, all the while, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly but surely drew their plans against us.
Ground control to International Space Station, check your trajectory. You're a little off course. Go ahead and engage starboard thrusters for 15 seconds to correct.
10-4, Houston, engaging starboard thrusters. Ah, shit.
Looks like you just fired aft thrusters. Engage starboard thrusters for 30 seconds to correct course.
Houston, we might have a problem. The controls are non-responsive. I'm gonna check the wiring here. Well, that's odd. One of the golden orb weaver spiders must have escaped the lab and crawled in here, fried the little guy.
Alpha, your current trajectory is taking you into SATCOM airspace. You need to correct course immediately.
Shit. Okay, I'm gonna have to rewire this control panel. Ah, fuck! Fucking spider, son of a bitch! Ah!
Alpha, fire starboard thrusters right now. You are in military satellite airspace with threat of imminent collision.
Get them all out!
Alpha, do you read?
Mr. President.
General Shatton.
Sir, for some reason, the International Space Station veered off course and into suborbit, colliding with several of our quasar satellites. It's created a cloud of wreckage and is on a decaying orbit and taking everything out in its path.
Is there any way to stop it?
I'm afraid not, sir.
What's this mean for us?
A complete and total loss of suborbital communications infrastructure. No more eye in the sky.
Was this an act of war, General?
I don't think so, sir. Anybody who could have done it would be affected as well. It's already taken out China and Russia's satellites, too. Seems to be a genuine accident.
Ah! Goddamn spider bite! You too, huh? One got me a few minutes ago. Spiders in the Oval Office. Better call the Orca Man, huh?
Mr. President! Mr. President! We need a medic in here now!
Breaking news, the President and Joint Chief of Staff General Shatton have both been admitted at Walter Reed Hospital and are in critical condition after mysteriously falling ill at the White House. More on this story as it develops. And in other news, in what appears to be a major catastrophe in America's space program, the International Space Station has collided with the communications satellite and been destroyed, taking with it the 7 brave crew members.
Eureka! Phase 1 of my grand scheme is a success!